From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's official. The U.S. economy is in a recession. That is the judgment of the National Bureau of Economic Research, the organization that tracks business cycles. Today's announcement may not seem particularly newsworthy, given the stories of layoffs and shutdowns and bankruptcies of the past several months. But what might surprise is that the research group says the recession began back in March. NPR's John Itzty reports.
Up until September 11th, there were still many economists, if not a majority, who thought that with the aid of Federal Reserve interest rate cuts, the United States might be able to skirt a recession. Things changed after the terrorist attacks. Most economists concluded the disruptions to air travel and consumer confidence would push the economy into recession. As it turns out, the U.S. economy turned down nearly half a year before that. But Jeffrey Frankel, one of the six members of the NBER's Business Cycle Dating Committee, says until now the committee didn't have enough information to declare the slowdown a recession.
Unlike everybody else, our goal isn't to sort of be quick or to be forecasters or anything like that. Our goal is to be definitive.
In order for an economic slowdown to definitively become a recession, it has to be pervasive. That is, affecting many industries, and be persistent, which means that the slump must continue for at least 6 months. And it's got to include a significant fall-off in the big economic indicators, such as production and employment. The popular thumbnail definition is that a recession is two consecutive quarters of economic contraction. That's not the NBER's definition, though, and so far, government statistics indicate there's been just 1 3-month period of shrinkage. But Lakshman Achuthan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute says the thumbnail definition usually ends up working.
Most of the time, when a recession is officially dated, you also see back-to-back quarters of negative GDP, and I expect that will be no different this time around. The problem is that the GDP statistic is a very large one. You're counting a $10 trillion economy, and lots of revisions to your estimates come in so that maybe a year from now we'll look back and see those two negative quarters.
The causes of most recessions are embedded in the excesses of the previous expansion. The record 10-year-long expansion that ended in March certainly had its excesses, most notably overinvestment by businesses, especially in the information technology and telecom sectors. That's very different from most recessions. Most have been caused by excessive consumer demand and government spending, which led to inflation, prompting the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates to cool the economy. Then the Fed lowered rates and things got going again. That may not work as well this time, says Achuthan.
Businesses are unlikely to invest in their productive capacity either by hiring more people or building new plants just because interest rates fall. They literally want to see consumer demand make a cyclical, sustained rise to soak up some of the capacity that's already idle and justify new investment. That is something that may take a little more time than we would hope.
Achuthan says the stimulus package being debated in the Congress could help if it focused on things like extending unemployment benefits for laid-off workers and on encouraging business investment. But Jeffrey Frankel says given that the recession is already 9 months old, close to the 10-month length of the average post-war recession, a stimulus package may be unnecessary.
Economists have grown very suspicious over the last few decades of the ability of the government to use fiscal policy to stabilize the economy. And the biggest reason is simply that unlike monetary policy, there is this whole political process you have to go through with fiscal policy. And so it usually takes a while. And often the pattern is by the time the stimulus actually comes on board, it's too late. And I would say we're getting pretty close to that point now.
One troubling element of the current downturn is that all the major economies in the world, the United States, Germany, and Japan, are slumping at the same time. History shows that when that happens, recessions are longer, averaging about 16 months. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.